Sometime back, one of my readers had got in touch with me and said that she wants to send banana chips, which are based on her mom's recipe. And she said they're the best banana chips ever. Now, if you know anything about me, you know that I like salty, crunchy, fried things, chips, bananas, everything. So I said, why not? And guess what? They were, and they continue to be the best banana chips I have. And they even have curry leaves in them, which is a thing which I've never come across. So I'm Kalyan Karmakar, and welcome to my podcast, Foodocracy for Her. Foodocracy for Her is an award-winning podcast and India's longest running podcast featuring women in the Indian food and beverage business. And today I'm going to speak to two sisters from Kerala, Reshma and Anu. And one, Reshma, lives in Mumbai, Anu in Bangalore. They have got together to put a very interesting platform to feature food products by home chefs and women entrepreneurs. But they themselves are engineers and economic grads, and they've been into AI, which I think is artificial intelligence and all of that. So instead of me trying to give you their introduction, let's go to them and hear about what they're doing.
Yeah, of course. So there's Reshma and there's Anu. Anu's joining in from Bangalore. Reshma is close to IIT, where she did her EMBA in Powai. Ladies, I'm having a espresso. That's okay. Like, if I'm speaking with a Kerala person, does it have to be filter coffee or espresso is fine? You won't cancel
It's
me,
totally
right?
fine. No, absolutely
Okay.
not. We've also moved to black coffees. At least I did. Made a switch from teas and coffees to black coffees long back.
Yesterday was at Soam, so I had the filter coffee without sugar, and you always need a bit of sugar. But they do these tiny jalebis, so I had one tiny jalebi before the coffee and one after. They're so tiny, so I can do it. Okay, first thing first, I didn't try to say the name of your platform or enterprise, which Reshma is helming, and Anu, of course, is working. So she gives the sisterly advice. Anu, are you the elder sister or younger sister or twins?
I'm the younger one. We're
Oh,
not
younger one.
twins.
So the young, so the
Younger
younger one is giving advice to the elder sister. So that's
one.
great. So how do you pronounce your name? Because of the organization, because I used to call it Mean Curry Memories. Then I read in your thing it should be Mean Curry, Mean Curry. So just a
It's actually mingari with a G. So generally when you say mean curry, it means fish curry. But we try to bring
Yeah.
very Kerala aspect to it. So when very colloquially, when we say mingari, we say mingari and not mean curry. So that's actually mingari with a G.
But Mingari
It
means
has
fish
a
curry? It means fish curry?
yes.
Okay, yeah. Reshma, are you
Yeah.
saying something?
Yeah, it does. So there is a reason why Anu suggested this name. So this was back in, I think,
Actually, the
2020.
younger sister calls all the shots, is it?
Yeah, so she is very
Yeah.
much Instagram was very new for me. I didn't I don't think I even had an Instagram account before we started the whole Mingari Memories page. So Anu introduced me to all of that. So I'll just quickly tell you why we actually named it Mingari Memories to initially to start with. So in Kerala, almost and just like how it is for you as also in Bengal, right? Almost every home, unless and until you're a vegetarian, there is fish curry. Okay. And
Yes.
it doesn't
You might
matter,
not
right?
like it.
Every home
You
has
might not like
it.
it. Like, I didn't like having fish curry every day, but yes.
Yeah, but
Yes.
it's staple, right? So there are
Is
some
there?
days that
Yeah,
you
yeah.
skip having the fish curry and then maybe you just have the curry or you just have the fish. But then everywhere, every home you go, there is fish curry. Different types of fish. And depending upon the region, you have some
Yeah.
people prefer backwater fish in Kerala, some people the sea, some people even river fish for that matter. But the idea that we've had was there is a lot of memories that you create on your dining table when you are actually sharing a meal, right? And which is possibly every other home. So why don't we name our page Mingari Memories? It is possibly our way of telling some of these memories that we had through food. That's how we named it. So and we wanted to give a twist to the curry part. So in Kerala, one of the things when I moved to Bombay, our friends and colleagues used to kind of tease me the way we pronounce certain words, right? So we have this ga in like instead of ka, we say angul or you know something like that. So we thought we'll just put a little bit of tweak to our Meengari, and that's how Meengari memories were born.
But you're a pakka Mumbaikar also, because in Mumbai, especially like Sachin Tendulkar and all that, when he would bowl, he would say "Aiga," so you know "Gaga." You're very much a Mumbai card. And we'll talk more about your products and a few of them with me. Some I know of. So it's not that because it's named Meengari that you do non-veg stuff. I mean, you have both everything. But listen, I was going through your bios and I was like feeling a serious inferiority complex, because like Anu's been to Loyola and Chennai, which is one of the top colleges, and done economics over there. Reshma's done this thing. Then she came to Mumbai and she was working in health tech. And then she did her MBA at IIT Mumbai. And then Anu, on the other hand, started at Teach for India, raising funds. Please teach me how to raise funds, because my crowdfunding for my book is disappointing my cats, whom I'm writing about. They said that I should use their page, their promo followers. And then both of you have worked in AI, which I think is not Air India, but artificial intelligence. And you guys have worked together in a health tech company. Then Anu's working, and then Reshma started Meengari Memories. What's happening?
Maybe Anu, you can talk about how we started.
So Anu, you
want
to talk about it, and then Reshma can.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I can probably start off as to how we went about creating Meengari Memories. So and it's not just with Meengari Memories. I think we need to like take a step back, just start speaking about the emotion that we had. The memories that we had with food, and every time when we think about a specific event or a specific occasion that we had when we were young, it also has to do something with the food. We always think about, the biryani that we used to have at their wedding. So it's always used to be about the food along with the memory that we had. So, and then what happened was that it's actually about 10 years ago that we both moved out of Kerala for my studies and for Reshma for her work respectively. And it's actually like just a day difference that we actually moved out.
In Kerala were you?
Part of Kochi. Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Kochi.
Kochi, okay. So why do you say small town in Kerala, Kochi is not small town.
When we compare to the Mumbai.
I know from Kolkata.
We used to live in a place called Alua. So most of our upbringing, everything was in Alua. Alua is actually a town. Yeah. You can imagine right now everything has changed. But then earlier it used to be like after 6 o'clock, everything is dark. Everything is shut. Even today. So the part right now where we live, our parents live, that is more, you can still see lights. You can still go out even at 8 or 9. But generally where we grew up during that time, it was very still conservative. More than conservative. That is how the lifestyle was. Everything is local.
I know what you mean, because like in Calcutta, even as a boy, like I think I had a curfew of 9 o'clock when I was in college and working. So once I came to Mumbai and paying guest and working, I was like, yay, I'm going to stay out till 2:33 in the morning till I have to get to office in time. Yes, but anyway, Anu, you're talking of memories and food. Yeah.
No, and we're saying that I think that's still a little alienated for us to actually be out, especially in in an alley or so. But yeah, things would change. So as I was saying, when we had actually moved out of Kerala, then the home food or, those memories associated with food, it started to become whenever I come back home, and then when I go back to my hostel in Chennai, that's when like Amma and our aunt, Amma Chichi, who we very fondly call, they used to pack their specialties and give it to us. And I sometimes used to feel like my friends are really looking forward for that food rather than meeting me when I go back. They used to tell me they make it so amazingly. How can we have it every day was the question. But of course, it had its own limitation. So we wanted them actually to do something about with their passion, because they are the people who I know who are very passionate about cooking, and it's not just about cooking but serving people. They really look into your face when you're eating the food and, you know, wait for that feedback to actually, you know, they really like hearing about when we say, oh, this is really good, you know, we need more of it. They really
and we normally don't do it, right? You know, when our moms make it, we just, our grannies make it, we just eat. You know, feedback is more to Instagram, you know, when people say, this is so good. But, you know, ghar ka murgi, like they say, ghar ka meen gari. Tambar, yes. Sorry,
but they were super passionate about it. And we wanted to see how they can do something about it. But of course, they did not know what to do with it. Nor we were at a position to really advise them how we can take it to, you know, a different level, actually. So what happened was in about 2019, when I was just watching television when I was home, I saw this competition, a cooking competition by a very renowned Malayalam channel called Maravel Manorama, where they have this annual cooking competition.
Most you read newspaper.
Okay, yes.
Most read newspaper. And then,
exactly.
Yeah. And they said the digest.
Yes. Manorama digest.
From before TV times.
So I think the television part of it started some years ago, and they have this annual cooking competition that happens during the time of Onam. So I saw that and on TV, and I thought, okay, why not they participate? Because this has to be done as a partner, like as a pair.
Yeah.
And it can be like son and mom or you know, friends or colleagues. So I thought, okay, like if Amma is going, the best one to be with her is Amma Chechi. So I just registered their name. I just got a recipe from Amma, my favorite recipe of hers, and I sent it to them. They got selected. There were two more rounds where the in the semi-final round, it was actually where it was also aired on TV, where they made avial. So
wow.
That was a big, big thing for them, because that was the first time they were coming on a television.
Yeah.
And they didn't know the, you know, how they would come to a television.
And avial is probably the core Malayali waiter in dish, at least. Yes, wow.
Exactly. So,
and were the other contestants younger than them?
There were a mix, actually.
Yeah.
There were a lot of them who were younger also, which was very fascinating for us. and like, you know, people who are like, you know, still in IT and all of them. So it was really nice. And for them to compete with them, like, you know, to bring their cooking to a competition and to be aired on TV was a big thing. So they had that confidence. Suddenly there was a boost of confidence. They were like, okay, there's something that can be done. And
sorry to interject, but they were homemakers, as they say, right? Housewives.
Amma and Amma Chechi have been homemakers all their lives. Now that, you know, I think probably we can speak a little more about it in a while. And then a few months after this competition is when the pandemic happened, and Reshma and I, we both moved back home because we did not know how long this pandemic is going to be. It was more like, you know, we back to the childhood when all four of us were together. So, you know, like we got to like eat Amma's food almost every day. And she was also very much happy about that. And that's when we sort of thought, like someone very quick idea that came into mind, because I was a lot of time spending on Instagram. And we were just discussing, okay, why not create like a Instagram page, more like a food blog, where we can actually speak a little bit about what Amma cooks. So show the photos of what she cooks, but we also wanted it to have a memory associated with it. So we used to post a photo about what she makes that day. And
while you're talking, I'm getting your page open. Please go ahead. I'm just getting your page open.
And then we will also have we'll have some memory of it from our childhood, that, or maybe us, or maybe our father, or maybe Amma might have a memory to share, because how she actually learned about that particular dish. So likewise, that happened, and then we started off with the page. I would say fast forward. Yes, that's the page.
Just go on. I'm just scrolling it for people watching. You know, this is the closest I can get to AI or production studio. Go ahead. No, you're talking about your Instagram page.
Right. So what started as just a food blog or an Instagram page, I think fast forward, it has become more of a community. We were able to find a lot of people who were able to share, you know, this food emotions or memories of their food on the page. And whenever we posted, they were really interested to know more about it. And now where we are at, it's very nice to have met a lot of people online, as well as have had the opportunity to meet some of them offline as well, who share the same idea or share the same emotion with us. So that's where, that's actually the long story short of Mingari Memories. But what happened after that was when COVID settled down, and then when we went back to Mumbai, we also persuaded Amma to come with us. We wanted to do something like a meal curation. What we actually started off first was a typical Malayali lunch. So what do you...
I remember the chicken sukha and all that which you said.
Yeah, the chicken fry and the curry. And the rice,
the Kerala rice. Yes, yeah. Of course.
So we call it a typical Malayali lunch. And we posted on Instagram as to know if anybody would be interested in getting it. We got 6 signups. And what was interesting was it was not just Malayalis, it was also non-Malayalis. Yeah. And then we gave that, you know, that meal curation, and we got really good response for that. We were very happy. We thought, okay, that's very interesting. So this meal curation also, and everything was homemade. It also had like a small sweet. It also had a snack, which is like the banana chips. And
yeah,
then
yeah,
we started
hearing
from people. They started asking, hey, where can we get this banana chips? And that actually got a new idea for us. But I think Reshma would be a better person to actually tell us more about it. So I'll probably pass it on to her. But yeah, this would how where we are, where Mingari Memories sort of grew to be a community. Yeah, but Reshma,
I'll just interject here for two couple of things. First of all, Anu, I feel that I have a soul sister in you, because this is your long story short, and you know, that's why my podcast always exceed the hour, because I just keep talking. So you know, two lessons which I've got out of this, that parents, if you want, if you tell your children not to watch TV or TV less, this is a good example of why you should watch TV. And you know, not so much parents, but partners and all that. If you feel your partner spending too much time on Instagram, you know, good can come out of that. Where to find the chips? You can find the chips in my home, but I'm not sharing them. So, I must compliment you that your packaging and all of that has improved a lot, but the taste has been the same. So, Reshma, you fry the chips, I believe. You've become your amma.
Yeah. So what happened is, you know...
Does my amma approve of what you do? Of your chips?
So, yeah, she does. Yeah. So the reality is, I am unable to send them chips back home. They actually buy it from store. So
convenient,
they say, can you send some?
Excuse.
Yeah, it's mostly because we bake every day, and every day it gets shipped from my home. And then I am unable to send. So unless and until they come here, then I pack a little. So just like how our parents packed us little, all of these achar and chips when we used to come for studies or work from hometown. Now I pack chips and everything for them when they go back.
So your parents have become the kid. Yeah. Or your mom's become the kid. Wow. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, to the extent that yesterday I saw my dad ordered some chips and the new Sharkarvarti, etc. So that he's like, otherwise I will not get it. So I'm actually ordering it on the site so that it's on your dashboard, right?
That's as obvious a hint as possible. Huh? That's as obvious.
Yeah. So I have to like really, really send him.
Parents are smart. You know?
You know, Anu was telling about, like you said, right? It's important that you watch TV. So all this home food, and you might know better than us, home food, home chefs, this all became more normal during the pandemic, right? But before pandemic, it was still so niche, very niche, in the sense that it used to be special, but a pandemic actually gave a lot of opportunity for many home chefs to come forward, put up their show their culinary skills to the rest of the world.
I think it legitimized it also legitimized it,
exactly.
Yeah,
and then there were many systems, many ways, more all these I think BeFast or all of these food Dunzos, everything also found a separate line of business, right, which was fresh food carrying. So, but again, within that particular radius. What we did is when this whole the TV thing was happening, that was way before pandemic. What I had told my amma is, you know, she always used to say, "I want to become, let's do catering, right?" And like, because it was not, it was a special thing or a niche thing, home-based catering, etc. My dad used to say, "How would you work it out? I don't know." Yeah. You know, there were so many questions. So I told her, you know, if you actually win the competition, what I'll do is I'll give you an initial small funding. Why don't you start it on your own?
It's a reverse. You know? Normally, parents fund a child, you know, to start off, and the child's funding the parents. I'm finding this story more and more fascinating.
I just wanted to start off.
You are making a lot of, you know, us kids, I mean, children, feel like, okay, mom, don't watch this anymore. Go and watch some TV.
It was we just wanted her to start off. We just wanted her to feel that it's her project, and we told, you know, we'll help you. By that time, this was 2019. By that time, you know, Anu and I had the skills that we have acquired through our, you know, running, being part of our startups, etc. So we actually told her this. Unfortunately, they didn't win the competition. They didn't become first. They came in the TV. They did, but I still told her, you know, it's okay. Yeah, they came in the semifinals, but then we said, you know, we'll figure out something. Then fast forward, pandemic, you know, Instagram page was born. I came back home and I told my mom, "Hey, can you come here? Let's do this. Let's try and do something like this. You enjoy this, right? Yeah. You know, come here. Let's prepare something and then share it with people who are like us, children who have come, who really miss the home food, just like how you share it with us." So she was actually initially part of that whole meal curation. She said, "Okay, let's make a lunch plate." And what we also did differently was that we just didn't, so people cannot order, you know, one curry or one this thing. You have to get the whole meal. And the whole meal come with a small memory that we've had.
Yes,
the whole meal come that. With, so we also, you know, give a pot, like a Spotify playlist. So, you know, we say these are the movies that you can watch while you're having this meal. These are the songs that you can listen to while you are. So we used to share all of that.
This is all AI, is it? Is this what we call AI? No.
No.
Okay.
Hopefully
someday I'll find out what is AI. Cryptocurrency and all that. I think cryptocurrency is banned, no? Or it's got over, right?
I think it's going to be a wave.
Okay. So then
it's going to be a huge wave soon. So that happened. And this banana chips, which you also got as a small packet, right? By that time when we were sending it to you, we had already packaged it. But then back then, it was just a side item. So we just gave it in a small packet.
We said,
"Hey, this is banana chips. I tried it here." And this is a process. The recipe is very simple, but the process takes time. And the initial banana chips was very different from what we are getting right now because a lot improved in the process also. People started asking us, "Hey, can we get the banana chips? Will you package the banana chips and give?" So I felt that, okay, then there is something here. Maybe let me try it out. So this whole passion project of ours became, you know, something where we could invest a little bit more time beyond what we were doing, like once in a month or so. So we were thinking, okay, let's spend a little bit more time. So what I did is I hijacked my home kitchen. I got utensils. These were like small utensils because we hardly really cooked at home. We always used to eat out.
And I've seen the banana chip guys in Bombay sometimes on the street with a huge kadai, right from the church gate days and frying. And it's so fascinating.
Yeah, we do that. So, you know, that is, I did that. And then we started packaging. So, because you told about packaging, one thing that I remember is, so my husband, Amar, he used to tell me, so the only time I used to get to do all of this was after working hours. And then because we were in healthcare, my pandemic, the work from home was crazy because we were working with BMC
projects. Of course, we
did a lot of our deployments were done. We worked with the BMC COVID team. So a lot of work was going on. So post working hours, that is, the time was between 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning is when I could invest a lot of time in packaging this or thinking about conceptualizing the whole thing. So my husband used to tell me that, you know, first build the product, don't think about the packaging right now. But I always, you know, I believe that product quality is a given. You will actually have to give something which is of the top quality. But packaging makes a lot of difference for the person who's receiving.
It does. It does. But thank you for lending Reshma to all of us during the after hours so that we could have the banana chips. Because in those busy times and then 10 to 2, she's, you know, there's a partner's working. It's quite, I hope Netflix helped or whatever.
Yes. No, it was very meditating for me, actually. So after a busy day, just that banana, the frying and the consistency, etc. It was very meditating for me, to be honest.
True.
So from banana chips, what happened is, then people started asking us. So we had a community who are only talking about banana chips over WhatsApp, over Instagram.
Yes. And then people my brother, asking, who loves banana chips, I sent it with him to Gurgaon. He also loved it. Yeah,
you told, right? So that it's all great, no? And then some people started asking, hey, what else do you make, right? Can you make a prawn pickle, for that matter? So we stopped our fresh food part because we felt operationally
prawn pickle
was a nightmare.
They can make prawn pickle. But this is not made by Reshma. So we'll hear
this is not
more
made
about it.
Yes, yeah.
It's you know, without my glasses, I can't read this fine print anymore. But this is Anu, right? Anu Siri. That's you.
No, that's Uma Suresh.
Uma Suresh, okay. So related to you, Anu?
Yes, my mom.
Oh, okay. So both your mom, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Our mom.
So people asked, so all of these, the products that we have today, everything was, people asked for it. So they said, can you make prawn pickle? And initially I was like, okay, I don't know how to make prawn pickle. I tried it, but it doesn't work at all. So I
finished
my
most
mom,
of it, but
you did?
I said I've finished most of it. But they're tiny, tiny prawns. You can't make out, right?
Tiny
I think
prawns.
I've eaten them.
So then we asked, then I told my mom, you know, now this is an opportunity. Now we have people, you will actually have customers, and you have that, you know, now you don't need funding anymore, because all you need the funding is just the raw materials that you get the best quality ingredients and make some pickles. I had tasted your pickles. People are asking for pickles. Can you do this? She was excited. She said, yeah, I can. So she made the prawn pickle. You know, I put it up with the customers who initially asked for, and then there was a huge uptake. From there, that's how from Meengari, then now a slightly slight shift is August, I actually quit my job. And I thought that, you know, just the learnings that we had with Meengari Memories or the banana chips making, packaging them, shipping them, can we actually do that, scale it in a much more bigger way?
I just want to ask you this one question. That, I mean, Amar and you're in a in a big city, and it's self sort of run family. So was it a bit of a worry to quit and set up your own thing? Was there pressure on both of you? Was he sort of this thing with one earning member becoming less? And it's, it's a big problem in Mumbai or anywhere, for...
Actually, for us, it's two earning members now. Not.
Amar's
so
also quit.
Building his startup. Yeah, he's building his own startup in health tech.
But startup sounds
so
fancy.
He's,
startup. If you go and say, if you're sitting in a coffee shop and someone says, what are you doing? I'm starting. I have my own startup. Hey.
Yeah. I think it's very fancy till we actually have the thing is that everybody, there is a lot of glamour for startup, right? But there is a non-glamorous world to startup as well, which is what we are going
and also
right now.
Malayalis, I think a bit like Bengalis, prefer perhaps more to be in service than entrepreneurship.
Yes.
No?
Yeah.
Maharashtrians, Malayalis, Bengalis. Uh-huh. No,
more business oriented. At least in Kerala, everybody will have a side business, at least. Look, for example, I have seen
and then the rest will go to Dubai. And the rest will go to Dubai.
More of them, yeah.
Yeah, they will migrate, right? So I think it's a bit, the whole business entrepreneurship, at least I've always felt, for me, it's a bit inherited. Like, I've always seen my dad. He has worked for some time. That I've seen that during childhood. But then for the most part of my growing up, I've seen him doing his own business. So even
okay,
today,
then wrong assumption.
A lot of,
wrong assumption.
So service is
on
one,
my part.
I think it's more of Malayalis who are, I'm not stereotyping, but if we move out of Kerala, then there is quite a lot more that
more,
we explore
more service.
Okay,
so tell me about your startup. So, I mean, yours is also startup, right? You're starting up. So,
yeah.
So tell me about
the
other plans.
Call it a startup. Yeah, so what I am building right now is a social commerce platform. So which will have live commerce, which will have video commerce. And what we will have is more people like the Mingiri Memories brand come on board and then start being able to put up their listings and be able to connect with the people like us who are actually missing home memories. So recreate.
So it needn't necessarily be Kerala. It needn't necessarily be Kerala. Because I'm just seeing some of the other products. Of course, your mom's mango pickle. Now that I know who Umesh Suresh is, so there's also fabulous. As you can see, I've finished most of it. If you guys can read what's written here, but if you can't read like me, there's this QR code, and with thanks to the pandemic and eating out in the pandemic, I know what to do with this. Then there is the Kerala Pori, and it's done by a different lady, right? So I'm sorry, but I can't read who this is, but I did read the name before. So who's the Kerala Pori?
She's Lakshmi. She's actually our aunt. Lakshmi. So first was mom.
Oh, this is Chechi. Amma Chechi.
Yes.
That means Papa's sister, basically. So she's
So Masi. Okay.
Yeah.
Amma Chechi. I'll remember Masi, that.
Correct.
I'll call my Choto Masi that. My younger maternal. Okay. So then let me understand. So it needn't necessarily be because right now you have the Shakar Para. I don't know whether that's Kerala. I mean, you have a different name for it. Injipuli, of course, is as Kerala-ite as it gets, right? Tamarind and ginger and all that.
All of this, as of now, everything is Kerala.
So what's the plan?
So we have 8 entrepreneurs today. I would say they all started or is starting their entrepreneurial journey with us. And
all your family members? All family members?
No. Different people. No. Just my mom and Amma and Amma Chichi are. So we could experiment with them, right? We could experiment with them in understanding what are your pain points.
So
what
guinea
is
pigs.
It that we can solve?
Masi and
they were very kind. Yeah. So we learned a lot from their experience where they said that, what are the things that we cannot avoid? The emotion part in the food, the quality part in the food, the authenticity, the taste. We couldn't, and the hygiene, right? Where you are preparing all of this from. So
and
we actually created a
consistency, right? Because if I've had the banana chips before, the pickle before, I would expect the same, the next time.
That's right. So everything is made in small batches, craft batches. Everything is made at home. So one thing that we actually, we could create a lot of SOPs by learning what they were going through in terms of shipping.
This I know. Standard operating procedure.
Oh, yes. Standard operating procedure.
You know, some good of doing one's MBA, even if it's in the 90s. Yes.
Yeah, so finally. We did all of that. We actually did all of that. We could learn from them. And now the people that we have, and I'll be very happy to say this. So we also now have Maharashtrian cuisine. And of this.
So what product? Maharashtrian?
Two types of chivdas. So one chivda is the kurmura chivda, which is like the puffed rice. And the other one is the poha chivda, which is like the flattened rice. And
so kurmura is what you call Muri in Bengali. In Bengali is Muri. You know what the jhal muri ka muri? So that's kurmura.
Okay. We call it pori. We call it pori in Kerala. So
then what's this? If you call it pori, what's this?
That is podi. Podi is powder. The other is...
These Malayalis are crazy as in asterisk things to say. So two types of kurmuras, the Maharashtrian.
The two types. They're Maharashtrian. And then very interesting, right? So if even for us, it is very new. And the way we actually onboard them is a very different process. So we don't list, any, not it's not that everybody comes and lists with us. We carefully curate them through our customers. So it's a customer love driven process. So what we do is that we have this community, right? So we call them, so the company, the platform that we are building, the social commerce platform is called Toko. It's actually the abbreviation.
What does Toko mean? Because in Bombay, Toko means like, you know.
Really?
I've been watching a lot of Mirzapur and, you know, stuff. Usko Toko. So what is Toko?
So, So Toka for us, it is called the Orange Candy Company. Orange Candy is what creates the nostalgia.
T-O-C-C-A.
Right?
Yeah.
The Orange Candy Community or the Orange Candy Company is what we thought.
Yeah, those orange. Yeah, orange.
Yeah. I think it also means touch in Italian. It actually means that. So we are like, okay, that's nice. I mean, let's call it Toka. So Toka is the platform where we actually have different entrepreneurs. We help with them in terms of all these go-to-market strategies, what we learned, we are actually making it in subscribable format. Like anybody who wants to start off today, you know, you can start off with us. Because by the time you're already onboarding, all these processes are set, you already have customers, you know the pulse of the customer because we give sample tasting to the customers, we have a scoring system.
And then they tell you, give you a go, no go sort of.
Yeah, they give us a go ahead. Some of them give us suggestions for iterations, which we pass on in a consolidated anonymous format to our chefs or our food creators as well. And so that is how, so all of this, many of this is in the pipeline, in the process. And the Maharashtrian Chivdas is actually our small step to the next cuisine in the platform. One is actually created by Miss Jyoti. Jyoti is from Chembur. The other person, which we are very excited about, he is a police officer. He was with Mumbai Police for 30 years. And,
you can't say Toko to him. Chivda. You can't say Toko to he will so like
yeah, we need to tone it down. I think we need to tell about what Toko means and then reach out
Toko in Bombay. Yes,
wow, this is an insight for us.
Blame it on Mirzapur and Jamtara and all these things that I've been watching. In fact, Kanaz is my wife is very worried about the Hindi I'm learning through them. And you know, I tell her that, you know, this be that, you know, no, this is, you stick to your old Bunyadi Hindi and hum log ka Hindi, ma'am. And don't do Mirzapur Hindi. Yeah. So is it talking about the police officer? Well, police officer, so, who's, is he retired or is he?
He's retired, Okay. No, he's retired. So this is not even a business, right? He just made this very addictive chivda for his friends and family. And I happen to know his son-in-law who said, you know, my...
very addictive what? Chivda again, did you say?
Chivda. Yeah, so it's very, I mean, very addictive in the sense that you can just keep eating, just like the chips, right? I mean, it's very crispy, very nice. And then, you know, he wanted to send over some samplers. So, and I'm like, you know, are you interested in listing with us? We will help you. We'll handhold you. And then they were very excited as well. So that is Mr. Shyam, and he's also in the onboarding process with us. And then we have a few others. Most of the people today that we have is, we have a mixed age group. You know, now we have, you know, across genders. And in this age group, most of them are leaning towards 45 plus at the moment. But then today I was actually speaking, Anu and I were speaking before this, and she was saying,
so I can also do something, huh?
Everybody can. And Anu's one of our friends who's you know, a Bengali, he wants to do something with us. So he's based out of Bangalore. He's really passionate about cooking. So we have a lot of people like this, and then we are onboarding.
So give me an idea of what are the sort of products. And I'm a bit confused because I went to your page and then to the Mean Curry Memories website, and then, you know, I was seeing even earlier. So is Toko or Toko is that, I should stop down with the Toko nonsense, but is Toko the website or is Toko the company and Mean Curry is the website?
Toko is the website.
How do customers find you? How do we find you?
Oh, yeah. So Toko is the name of the, I mean, name of the company or the product, the platform that we call it. And all of these brands are part of Toko. So we call them the Toko Collective. And the first 20 brands that we are onboarding right now will be like our own house brands. House brands, I think it's multiple individuals making all of this at their home. And we don't do fresh food. So that is one thing that we are going to stay away from. We will be doing fresh packed food, which has a shelf life of over 21 days, which can be, which can reach anywhere. So we started shipping to the US, and there are customers in the US right now. So we can ship, you know, people can take this. You know, there's a lot of considerations in terms of the packaging, etc., that we need to
take. So what goes to the US? Labeling. Give me an idea of what goes to the US, what sort of product?
The chips. So the chips goes to the US. All the snacks goes to the US. Snack go to the US right now. The pickles, etc., you need a special packaging. So you cannot send glass bottles to the US. So you need to make the packaging different. You need to have FDA approved food labeling. So there is quite
a lot
India,
of processes. But in India, you can. Like you can send the pickles to Calcutta, Delhi.
Everywhere.
Bangalore.
We do have, you know, in fact, whenever you put up about our prawn pickle, we have people from Calcutta reaching out to us.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. And you know what? You know, when I began working in the late 90s, I had gone to Vizag, and one of the things I was told about was the non-veg pickles, which was a, you know, novelty for us Bengalis. So I went to a place and bought prawn, face, ye wo. But I don't know if it's something about those pickles, or at that time my palate was not as flexible. But I came back, opened them, and said, "Oh my God! It seemed like, you know, durian to me." So then there was an Andhra gentleman who worked in HSBC close to us. So I gave it to him. He loved it. But you know, these prawn things, I think, you know, having tried food all over the world, this is quite. It doesn't require any major palate. It's not even like you know, prawny in a good way. You know?
Yeah.
So all the Calcuttans ordered. And what about the chips?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, I'm worried about, because with so much demand, I'm now worried. You know, ye chori ho jayega.
So the chips also. So how it happens is we make it at home. Now I have a help. I have two, which I call them Chechi. Chechi in Malayalam means sister.
Masi.
So I call
like,
them Chechi.
Even in Calcutta, you'd call her house help, Mashi and all that.
Yeah.
You know, you know.
Yeah, so I call her Chechi. I don't think she understands that I'm calling her Chechi. But she responds to me anyway. So
Chechi is like Chachi, you know. Chechi, now that you think of it, is like Chachi. But so it's okay. Yeah, maybe you should tell her about her. She, you should tell her. Maybe they're wondering what is this. What is she?
Yeah, she feels, I mean, we are like, hey, Chechi, can we do this? And she is fine. And Amar is not a Malayali. He is actually he's a Bombay boy. And then he also calls her Chechi now.
Then
so,
it's okay. Like it's,
then it's okay. So they understand. Yeah. So now we have help. So every day we make the chips. It's packed fresh and it is shipped. The same is happening with all of the other products as well. So the whole standard operating procedure that we learned and we put up is you make it fresh, and we have decentralized kitchen. So we also have some here, which is, I call my home the Mumbai hub, but also from different kitchens, it's picked up from the source kitchen directly to the customer. So it's
so pickles must be happening in Cochin, right? Or in your mom's place. And, you know, this is must be happening in Chechi's place.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, now, sorry, I don't think I got a clear answer to that question. Maybe you did, but maybe I'm not clear. Where do we go to buy these products? If you go to the internet, Meengari Memories site or Toko?
Yeah, so we have actually indexed both in Google. So we've indexed both. So even if you put Meengari Memories, you will still get redirected to Toko. Even if you put Toko, you get redirected. So
and
if
Instagram
is... You will ultimately land in the page.
Is there Toko on Instagram?
It is there, but we plan to make it more informational, you know, instead of, we will continue to grow the community through Meengari Memories. We don't want to go away from it. And that's already, people know us through that. You know, last day I was...
Yeah, and it's, sort of unsolicited advice, but, you know, it just seems more endearing that Meengari Memories, it's an alliteration. You know, it could be from, you know, say a particular language, but it's just sweet. I mean, you know, it's almost like, say, you know, Malgudi days. It's of course has a bit of an association of, but perhaps Malgudi would Meengari. People won't even know what Meengari is. I mean, outside versus Toko. I mean, whatever call you guys will take, I know it's a considered call. But I think that, I'm going to ask two questions because I'm also trying to make my podcast a bit crisp. I think first is a more important question that to all the people out there who want to sort of, who are inspired by you people or even otherwise had thought that, you know, I make this lovely masala or this lovely kasundi or this lovely, puri or, the chili, this thing or pickles or, from Rajasthan and stuff. I don't know how to sell it, how to package it. So if I want to, you know, put it on Toko or Meengari Memories, how do I do it? And the second question is, you know, I think more in behalf of us petooks or greedy people, as we say in Bangla, that if you want to become a part of the test market, how do you become? But I think the first one's a more serious question. So how do people sort of get onto your thing? Because you also said, Reshma and Manju, Anu, that your aim eventually is to scale it, right? So that more and more people can sort of benefit from it. And then it also becomes like financially viable. And it's only when it's financially viable that it's a win-win situation for everyone. So there's nothing wrong in commerce.
Absolutely.
But,
Absolutely.
So how do people onboard themselves?
Yeah. Just a simple hello to our WhatsApp number. That's more than enough today, because most of these people
and that's on your WhatsApp page. Me, it's there.
Yeah, it is there, and also maybe I can tell it. So it is. It's there on our page. It's there on our website. It's there everywhere. You know, I've put clickable links. You can. Yeah. You will directly.
Like this is when I clicked on your link. This is where I went.
The link and the number. Yeah. So everything is there.
And there's a apply now. Yes. Is it apply now for tasting? No, it's apply now for for people doing Kerala. Yeah, but anyway.
So we will actually that is the plan, and we have a onboarding form, the onboarding application, etc. And they can just reach out to us. There are some some questions, some parts that we have a conversation with them first, and we understand how. So they don't need to right now worry about the whole tech aspects of Choco or anything of that sort. They just need to know how to make it with abundant joy and passion, and we will take care of the rest.
And is there, if whatever detail you want to get into, but do they have to pay some sort of subscription fee, or is it like more on a commission basis when they sell? I mean, because people have all these questions, right now we have the upper crust fair coming up, and you know, there's a certain fee for the stands and stalls. And people then, you know, they take a call whether they want to put in that amount or not. So, you know, that's one thought which people have, that do we need to put in some money, or is it that as sales happen, we give you a commission? And
Sure. So we call it subscription and transaction, right? So the today, the subscription part is free of cost for everyone. We in fact even give the packaging materials to some of, like for example, some the initial entrepreneurs who onboarded with us, we actually help them a lot with all of that. So today that subscription is zero. In future, for the next set of entrepreneurs, there might be a subscription fee, not for listing, but for example, like if they want to participate in an event, if they want to be part of the export to the US, if they want to, part of the marketing campaigns, etc., then depending upon how they want to access the market, there will be a subscription fee. Today, it's
these
only
are all
a transaction
adds.
Fee.
These are all value adds. So going forward, the people, the subscribers will be responsible for making the product and packaging, or that's a case-by-case basis?
Actually, we prefer them to do the packaging with the guidelines
These packaging, you guys sort of did it, because it's also the initial subscribers apart from being family.
I did that, but now they do it themselves right now. So
they might do it themselves, but this label designing and the bottles. Yeah. So is this a service which you will optionally provide to people? I mean, it's worth looking at, because I just feel that a lot of people who are not professionally trained or who've not even worked in the corporate sector and all that, I think I'm saying might be worth thinking of. I don't know why I'm giving so much gain today, but I think it's worth thinking of, because you know, even when we send stuff, we don't know how to package it. I mean, and it's informal, but. And packaging makes such a difference. Because I remember, even when you did the curated food, that made so much difference versus the white dabba, which would come from people.
No, you're actually right. So that is in the plan. So what we will have is even the shipping boxes, right? How do you know the right shipping boxes? How do you know whether it's 3-ply or 5-ply or 7-ply, right? Kind of, in a little way, we have figured all of that. So the idea will be that they will also be able to pick the packaging materials if they want. They will be able to have, printing, everything, right? So generally, for you to operationalize, this is one place that where you will be. And then you will slowly get into, say, video commerce, where you can put up your videos, people can comment on that. Live, you can actually have interaction. And then they do the purchase then and there. It's a huge thing in China, the whole live commerce. It's actually booming in India as well.
No, it is. So a lot of this or anything on social media, even otherwise, in I was going to say real life, but brick and mortar depends on reach, right? So, you know, at start, it is about increasing the reach. Do you have any plans in terms of how to extend the reach of your page, of the platform? Because it's only then that it makes sense, you know, because if you get into sort of a subscriber or a crowdfunding model, as I'm realizing, that if you don't have enough subscribers, then it's quite pointless for both sides.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So any plans on today, that? Or?
Yeah, definitely. So right now we have, today 98% of our customers are word of mouth. It's a completely organic growth that we've had. Mm. The 2% is where we participate in events, that is offline events, etc. Now, these events that we participate, some of them will become very expensive. So a single entrepreneur from a home, they cannot afford to go for and pay for the event, right? So what we will do is help them to get, and we participate in these events through us. And
I think you're taking part in the upper crust, right?
We are. Yeah.
So
yeah,
is that an example of your model? Of the model you have in mind?
Correct. Correct. So we are in the Young Entrepreneurs Junction, where we will be showcasing multiple brands.
So did you say Young Entrepreneurs? You say Young? Oh, your mom and Chichi will be very cool, very pleased. Because they're so young in, young in thought.
Yeah, I am sure. So we are in that section. But to answer your question about the reach, we need to heavily do a lot of this in marketing. So because we are a B2C, we are actually a B2B2C. So B2C, we need to invest a lot more.
Business to commerce. Business to consumer, and B2B is business to business. business to consumer.
So we need to put a lot in the marketing and the currently in terms of, so we have to do a digital plus a physical model. So the digital is all the social media platforms that we have. We plan to have a lot more user generated content as opposed to us pushing our product, which is already happening at the moment. We will leverage all the social media today. Then we will also have these events that we will be attending. Some of the new age is influencer marketing, paid collaboration. We have not done any of that today, but all of that is something which in the day we plan to scale and grow
because
that
is
also
a business. Is it a business? You have to examine everything. Like, for example, I is, old-fashioned blogger, but I've got nothing against influencers because they act as advertising agencies and media. So if it helps, it helps.
So that is all planned. That is what we will do. Offline as well, we will invest quite a lot in the branding and the branding strategy, marketing strategy.
All your own money or you're getting any funding?
No, we will be fundraising as well. So we wanted to reach a certain number to ensure that we create enough value for our investors, which hopefully in the next 1 month we will reach, and then we'll do the fundraise.
Gulf investors or any investors? I know. No, it's fascinating. I know that Anu needs to leave. And Anu, poor thing, after I told her about long story short, has been completely quiet. But that wasn't the idea. But I guess Reshma is the one helming the business, they say. Okay, one last question is that if you want to be part of the tasting team, what do you do?
Very interesting.
I know a lot of people out there dying to have any banana chips pickles. So and jokes apart, is it from do you have a separate consumer base for subscribers? Because there are subscribers who are like hoping to be suppliers, but would there be like a consumer base who will get to know as in when new things are happening and shop from you?
Today it's open for everyone. So what we do is that whenever we have new samples that are coming in, first we do an internal quality testing. If we feel that, okay, great, this is good to go, then we actually put it up actually on our Instagram and even on our website, there is a tab which is called Toko Social. That is where, so you can actually see what all are in the sampling process, of which how many of them are going through iteration, how many of them are going to be soon on the menu. And there is a sign up form as well. So you can actually select whatever you want and sign up for it. In exchange, all we ask is a short feedback, like a 4 minute of your time to give a constructive feedback to the chef.
Yeah, so there's not like feedback on Instagram. This is like, real feedback.
This is a one-on-one feedback. This is one-on-one feedback.
Real feedback.
One-on-one feedback on it's a Google form that we have embedded on the site. Yeah. And
I know someone gave you a lot of feedback about the Pori early on.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was your Masi. You should have told me that. I would have been more politically correct, but I think there was
no,
some
absolutely
packaging
not.
Issues
it's
or something.
great.
But yeah.
No, no, absolutely yeah. not. It's great, right? We have learned a lot from
yeah, yeah.
the
new
feedback
new
from our
body.
Customers and
I would have tasted it. Yeah, yeah. It's like super stuff. It's beautiful. So no, I'm again. Maybe I'm asking these stupid questions, but so people on your site, you know, who register, some people might be making products, but the others are there to see what's available. Lovely. Are there to
yeah.
understand what's available?
Yeah, yeah. So on the site, you can, some of us are consumers or users, right? So they come and then browse and then they buy stuff and then go. Many people have asked for subscription for even that. So the users have asked for subscription, like, can you give,
like to
like,
get a discount, perhaps, you know, if you
yeah,
do a lot
discount
of
or
and...
every month, you know, I can subscribe for like 12 months. Can you, every month on this particular date,
can
you
you
send
ensure
it across?
That I get my banana chip before it goes
correct.
out of
we
stock,
have heard that a lot.
Or the
so
prawn
we are,
pickle, or any of them,
yeah.
yes. Inji
Yeah, so we
puri.
are actually devising a lot of
Anu, in
that.
case you need to move out, we'll finish in a couple of minutes, but I know you have a commitment, so it's just
Yeah,
fine.
I'm requested like about 3 minutes. I was just trying to, I
Okay,
think
3 minutes,
my
we'll
laptop
finish.
might just shut down before that, so I'm just ensuring.
Yeah, no, 3 minutes. Okay, so no, it's a great idea. In fact, Kenaz, when she went to Germany, you know, a colleague's brother was there, and he was saying that he runs a crowdfunding thing platform where they put up different projects, innovation projects, and then there are the people who are part of the platform, and they decide if this is the one they want to back. Then they put in money, and you know, then that product gets made, and they get to make an investment in it. So I think crowdfunding, collaboration, all of that is new. I'm part of a crowdfunding experiment by a publisher and to write my Diary of a Cat Dad.
Yes.
So I think that what you guys are showing is the way it's to be done. So guys, you now know that if you want to get like free sampling, how to do it, but give proper feedback, huh? Not Instagram mein jaake Meen Curry Memories is very good. I mean, I'm sure they're very good. Okay, I'm gonna take two, three things out of this that you know, you guys have creating this platform where people who want to sort of create food condiments, which can be packaged and sent, not like ready meals, is being created. You can you know, sort of subscribe to your platform to put your product up for you know, for checking and then putting up, or you can be part of the consumers to be there. You can search for Tocca, which is TOCCA, which means the orange candy. Then what? Orange candy?
Orange Candy Company. So it's TOCCO.
TOCC, Tocca, Tocca. So Orange Company, Orange Candy Company. Yeah. Or Meen Curry Memories, which is the name. You know, it's here. And you can go to the page and place an order, list yourself. And yeah, so all the products are very good. And I'm trying to make the podcast crisper. So I'm just going to end. Thanks a lot, Rashmi, Anu. It's so pleasant, so wonderful to speak to you. Hopefully, I'll see you at the Upper Crust Festival as well. Guys, on the Upper Crust Festival, second, third, fourth, all these products which you spoke of, if you're in Mumbai, go there and we can buy, right?
Definitely.
Yes.
Let me warn you, banana chips might be sold out in the first half an hour and
Thank
maybe everything. So just don't lose time. But with that, thank you.
you.
And then just, yeah, great, great. Thank you.
Thank you.